The Lord be with you.
And
read it from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you had a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything. I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he'll get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask, and you will receive. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asked for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asked for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. All of you parents have experienced this with your children. Your child has in his mind that he wants to go to Disney. He's got it in his mind. One of his friends went to Disney, and he was telling him all about the different rides and the amusements and the diversions. So your son comes up to you and says, "Mom or Dad, I want to go to Disney." He's going to keep insisting, isn't he? Or it could be Knott's Berry Farm, or it could be Domino's Pizza, or whatever he likes. That son or daughter is not going to let you off the hook, right? You've all experienced that. Right? So think about that, or maybe your grandchild. "And I've got to go see the Dodgers game. They're really good this year. Take me there." Okay? Even if it's the bleachers, you know, take me there. Okay? Now take that example from insistent children. Okay, say for example, okay, it's Monday and you tell your child, "Okay, I'll take you to Disney on Saturday." Tuesday, is your son going to remind you? How about Wednesday? Thursday? Friday? So as the day gets closer, is he going to repeat it more often? Of course. So the first day he might remind you 5 times, but Friday he's probably going to remind you 500 times, right? He's not going to let you off the hook. So we are God's children, we have to do the same thing. Got it? We got to do the same thing. But there's one big difference. Did it ever happen to you that when your son, or maybe your grandson, asks you the 50th time, oh! Did you ever lose it? Yes. He said, I've already heard that 50 times. No, Grandpa, it was 49 times, okay? And you'll lose your patience. But there's a big difference between you and God. If you were to ask God 5 million times, God is still patiently listening to you. God doesn't get angry when he doesn't get impatient. No matter how many times we come at him, he's happy that we keep insisting. So that's the gospel today, the importance of persistence and perseverance in prayer. Why is it that we ask and it seems as if God is deaf to us? For many reasons. Number one is it teaches us that we're impatient. We're impatient. Most of us have what is called a microwave spirituality. Any of you have a microwave at home? Microonda, Spanish? You put your food in the microwave for 90 seconds. Ready. I think that we have a microwave spirituality in which we want God to act like this. Like a genie. Or like a glorified bellhop, if you like that image. Or like Santa Claus, huh, God? Or like the tooth fairy. God wants us to be patient. Couple examples. Saint Monica. Anybody hear of Saint Monica? Yes, it's a freeway in Los Angeles. Okay, it is true, it's a freeway. But Saint Monica was actually a person, not simply the freeway, the 10 freeway, no? She prayed. You know how many years? St. Augustine was converted when he was 31. But on a personal level, let me tell you this. My paternal grandfather, my father's father, was never baptized. He was brought up and raised in the South. Very good man. Yeah. Graduate from Michigan State, he was a lawyer, he was a writer, he was a high-ranked official in the Second World War, fighting against Hitler, came back to the States, was the head of the police department in Detroit, and they decided to set up the police departments throughout the country. So one of the reasons why there's order in the police departments is because of my grandfather. Because back 60 years ago, the police department were disordered. My grandfather was so well organized that he organized the police departments in the United States. But he was not baptized. A good man. Very gifted. And his wife, my grandmother, French-Canadian, praying and praying and praying. My dad prayed. His four siblings prayed. Then when he was about a year younger than me, he had a brain aneurysm. And they rushed him to the hospital, and my grandmother sent a priest there. And the priest was very blunt with my grandfather and said, you know, Claude, he said, would you like to become a Catholic? And the priest said, you're not going to live very long. And my grandfather said, I know. He knew he was going to die. Would you like to become a Catholic? And he said these two things. You know, Father, I never ate meat on Fridays. No? And he said, all of my kids baptized and raised Catholics. And the priest said, well, would you like to be baptized? He said, yes. So there in the hospital, he was baptized, made his first communion, was confirmed, he was anointed, and then shortly after that, he died. It took 60 years. My grandfather was not a type of person that you could push around. You know those type of people? You're not going to tell him what to do. When he's ready, he'll do it. But they were praying and praying and praying and praying. At the very last moment of his life, like the good thief, he opened up and received all the sacraments. Now, I can't canonize him, but you know, baptism washes all the sins away. But it took 60 years. It took Monica 31 years. And we get angry if it's not done in 2 minutes, no? We've got to be patient. So let's pray today that we'll never give up hope. That we will keep praying and praying and praying and storming heaven. But let me tell you the prayer that is most pleasing to God. Are you listening? Are you? Okay, I'm sure that you're listening, okay? The prayer that's most pleasing to God is the conversion and salvation of sinners. Amen? Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Lourdes, Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Lourdes, pray and offer up sacrifices. Because many souls go to hell, H-E-L-L, you've heard the word, huh? Many souls go to hell because we don't have enough people praying and sacrificing for them. And one last idea. The most important prayer and sacrifice is if you learn how to pray and unite your prayer with the holy sacrifice of the Mass, your prayer has infinite power. For pray by yourself, that's good. But if you unite your prayer to the holy sacrifice of the Mass, infinite power. So for the love of God, when you pray, always place your prayer in the heart of Mary and ask Mary to place it on the altar. And your prayers will be able to move mountains. Amen. Thank you.